Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph, the final daf in Mesechtes Tanis. And we're holding in the middle of an inyan, as you recall, back on Lamed Amid Beis, approximately 12, 15 lines from the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara quoted from the Mishnah that Reb Shimon Gamliel said, Lo yihayu yom tovim liYisrael, kechamisha usa ba'av ukiyoyim hakipurim. That the greatest yom tovim in Klal Yisrael are chamisha usa ba'av and yom kippur. And the Gemara said, I understand Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha the Chapara. Everybody gets cleansed from all of their sins. And we start again a brand new balance sheet for the next year. That was the day that we got the Luchos Achronos. That's a major day on the calendar. But what's so important about Chamisha Usa B'Av? I didn't find anywhere in the Torah about Chamisha Usa B'Av. We already gave four reasons yesterday. And the Gemara is going to continue with another two reasons today. The kitzur, what were the four reasons? One was Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel said it was the day Shehutru Shvatim Lovi Zeh B'Zeh, because in the first generation they didn't allow for those women that had received Yerusha from their father, like the Nois Tzlovchot, they didn't allow them to go and marry outside their Shevet. And Brother Shai reminded us that the Shevet of the Nois Tzlovchot was the Shevet
Menashe,
and therefore they were stuck. Like the pasuk says, "Latoiv beinechem tiena lenoshim, ach lemati avoisam tiena lenoshim." You can marry anybody you want, but it's got to be within your shevet. So that was, and that was one door. The next door, they said, "No, all shvatim can intermarry one with the other, and they don't have to be concerned about nachlis and yerushas." So that was a tremendous simcha. The second thing was, said V'yosef Omer of Nachman, "Yom shehut shevet bin yomin lavi bekal," because of the terrible story of Pelegish Begiva, the entire Shevet Binyamin was almost wiped off the map. In fact, people even made a shvua, Ishmi menu le'itin bitel Binyamin le'isha, don't allow anyone to give his daughter in marriage to Binyamin. Zero. Gonished. However, after a while, they decided to change their position, and the reason was because they didn't want to lose one of the shiftei ka, and they darshan ish mimenu, mimenu v'loi mibaneinu, and they did allow future simchas with Binyamin, and therefore Binyamin was rehabilitated and restored to the ranks of Klal Yisrael. A big simcha. The next one was Rabbi Bechonar V'yoychanan Yom Shekolu by Meisei Midbar, that the Meisei Midbar that never had passed away throughout the 40 years. In the final year, there was a suspension of that gezeira, cancellation of that gezeira, and the final 15,000 lived after all. It added to that, there was another great simcha, the fact that from that point on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned his dibur to Moshe Rabbeinu. Until that point, Rashi says he only spoke b'chezion laila, in a cholim type of a situation. And now he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu mitachiba, mitayichud, on the highest level, the highest madrega. And finally, the Gemara said, yesterday, it was Yom Shebitel Hashir ben Ela. Hashir ben Ela was one of the Malchi Yisrael, and Rashi points out, in fact, he was an evil one of the Malchi Yisrael, but he wasn't as bad as many of the other Malchi Yisrael, because he was Mavatel. He set aside all of those shomrim, those officers, those enforcers that Yeravim ben Nevat had set up not to allow Yidin to go to Regel, to be Oyle Regel to Yerushalayim. He took those guys away and allowed everybody to go any way they wanted. So those were four solid reasons, and the Gemara continues with two more. Top of Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph Rav Masna Omar Yom Shenitnu Haruge Beitar Lekvura. That was the day that they allowed the Haruge Beitar to be buried. What does that mean, that they allowed those Eden to be buried? So we've spoken about this a little bit in the past. The Beitar was the final outpost of the Eden after the second Harbin, and they were hoping from there to reconquer Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash against the Romans. And in fact, their leader was the famous Bar Kochba, who many people believed was the Mashiach. Unfortunately, that was not the result. The result was, after a very bitter battle, Nebuchadnezzar, the whole Beitar was destroyed. And we said that the destruction of Beitar took place on Tisha B'Av. Now it's telling us that there were a number of years where all the Haruge Beitar were Nebuchadnezzar lying out, and they were not allowed to be buried. Just to give you a sense of how large Beitar was, the Gemara in Masechtas Gittin on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph tells us, on the very bottom of the Amud, Goda bechori af kol keren Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu in his rage sent in koronois. Koronois, as we'll see in a moment, means heavy duty generals and troops against Yerushalayim, against Israel. So what does it say in the Pasuk? What does it say in the Gemara? Amr Rav Zeira, Amr Bavo, Amr Rav Yoichanan. Elu shmoinim elef karnei melchama. These are 80,000 karnei melchama. What is karnei melchama? Rashi says, Roshei gais sois, toike keren, umis asvim aleim b'nei tzavon. These are those that stood at the head of the troops, of the garrisons, and they would blow the shofar, the keren, to signal it's time to go into battle. There were 80,000 of these Bali Toikea, if you will. So you can imagine how many soldiers there were. Shenichlasu lekrach beitar, they entered the krach beitar, b'shosh al-chtua, at the time that they captured it. V'hor guban, they killed there anoshim, the noshim, the taf. At shaholach domon, the amount of blood that flowed, nebach, from the harugim, flowed liyam ha-godol, all the way to the yam ha-godol. Says Imar Shematoima Kroiva Oisa. You might think, well, maybe Beitar was right on the side of the river, and therefore on the side of the Yamagadl, and maybe that's the reason why. No, no, no. Rechoika Oisa Mil. It was 1 mil away. That's 2,000 amas, roughly 4,000 feet. That's how much the stream of blood from the Haruge Beitar flowed.
From there
till the Yamagadl, from Beitar to Yamagadl.
Beitar now, they have the modern day Beitar is much more inland.
Can't speak for not modern day.
All
Beitar.
These cities are Yavne, Beitar. They're you know, they're named after the cities in the Gemara, but not say the same.
Even today's Bnei Brak. Who knows if they're the same Bnei Brak that we have in the Agada? Tanya Blazer Agudu Oimer. Shnei Necholim Yesh BeBikas Yadayim. There are two Necholim. Necholim are streams that are flowing in Bikas Yadayim. Echad Moishech Eilach, Echad Moishech Eilach. They go into different directions. V'shiru Chachamim Shnei Chalokim Mayim V'Echad Da. That the liquid that is flowing, two-thirds was water and one-third is Nebuch blood. But Masih Satan and the Brice learned Sheva Shonim for a period of 7 years. Botsru Oivdi Chachom Es Karmeyen, the Goyim were able to go and
fertilize
as well as harvest from their Kramim, from our vineyards. Midomon Shel Yisrael, from the blood of the Yidin that were killed in Beitar, Beloy Zevel, without having to use any additional Zevel, any additional fertilizer. It just gives you a sense of the magnitude of Nebuchadnezzar Beitar. And the Romans, to teach the Jews a lesson, didn't allow any of them to be buried, but rather they had to go and lie out there in all climates, during the winter, during the summer, for a number of years, until finally they gave permission to go and be buried. And when was that permission given? On Chamisha Usabah, the Yomer Masna, Oyse Yom Shenidna, Aruka Beitel Lekvura, that day, Toknu B'Yavna Hatui V'Metiv. Then the Chacham got together in Yavna, as you know, the Sanhedrin had 10 different places in Golis, and one of them was Yavna. They got together over there, and they were Masakin, the Bracha Hatui V'Metiv that we say at the end of benching, and the top Toises says, as well as when we have multiple wines. What's the reason for Hatui V'Metiv? Hatui V'Shaloi Hisrichu. None of the bodies, even though they had been lying out there, can you imagine in the summer, with the hot sun in the Mediterranean countries, nevertheless, they did not in any way, shape, or form deteriorate or even have any sirchoin, any scent, any smell. Baruch Hu finally allowed all of these mason to be buried. So that was reason number five. That was the day that they stopped cutting eitzim for the marocha. Marocha means for the mizbeach. Says the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Leizer Agudel Omer, Mechamisha Osa B'Av, from the 15th day of Av, the Eilach, and further, Toshash Koicho Shel Chama, the strength of the sun was already weakened, V'loi HaYakos and Eitzim Marocha, and they would no longer go and cut Eitzim beyond the date of Chamisha Osa B'Av. Why? V'Fisha'en and Yevashim, because they're not sufficiently dried out, and therefore they might be wormy, and if they're wormy, they are disqualified for putting on the Mizbeach. And Rashi points out that that's the reason why when they had the Lishkas Eitzim, those Kahanim that were not able to go and do the Avodah because they were Bali Mumin, their job was to go and inspect the Eitzim, to go and make sure that they didn't have any worms, because otherwise they were disqualified for using for the Maroch. So not to have this problem, he started off with using the Eitzim until Chamishus above, but not subsequent to that. And Omer Abnashev, Korolei, and they called that day the day of Chamishus above, when everybody went home and stopped cutting Eitzim Marocha, Yoim Tavar Mago, the day that they broke the sickle. In other words, I don't know that they used sickles to go and cut wood. I would think that they used rather axes and hatchets. But nevertheless, this became the motto or the name of the day, that today everybody puts down their cutting instruments and implements, and we go back to the Psmerish to learn. And Mikan Ve'elach, from that time on, from Chamishu Usar Ba'av, the Moisif Yosef Udloi Moisif Yosef. What means the Moise of Yosef, says Rashi? Mikan ve'elach, you see the Rashi right next to our Gemara. Mechamishus ba'av ve'elach, the Moise of Leilois al hayomim lasoik batoira. From that day on, a person should go, all of these people that were the woodchoppers, they were Moise of Leilois al yomim, to be oisik batoira. And that type of person is Yosef chayim al chayiv. He's going to add life to his life. Meaning that if his life expectancy was kach v'kach, he'll have a richas yomim. Or perhaps it means that the quality of his life is going to be that much more, not just empty days, but days full of chiyus and learning Torah. That's the positive side. That's the one that's moisif, yosef. With loy moisif, it says the Gemara, yosef. Rashi says, loy yosef, lasi, betayra, beleilois, chas v'sholem yosef. Right, Gemara, vos meint my yosef. What does that mean? Omer of yosef. Tikbrei ime, chas v'sholem, says Rashi, kloyme yomus b'lei itai. The person is going to pass away early, in other words, prematurely. His mother will still be alive. I don't know why the Gemara picks on the mother, but the point is that he's not going to, as you know, typically in the world, parents pass away earlier, and then the children pass away a generation later. That's the normal derech ha'olam. When you have a situation where parents have to bury children, that's very, very sorry and very full of grief and full of people crying. So here too, the Gemara is saying is that chas v'sholem, a person does not use this opportunity to go and learn, then cholil v'chas, he will be taken away prematurely. Now in this Gemara, our Rashi and the Rabbi Chananel and Rabbi Gershom are somewhat silent, but the very same Gemara is brought also in Masechta Bava Basra on Kuf Chaf Aleph. I was hoping to bring it in, but I forgot. But there it says a machloikis between Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Gershom. Why is this day considered to be such a great yontif? So I think it's the Reshbam that says the reason is it's on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. So that would probably be in the third or the fourth volume of the Art Scroll. Kuf Chaf Aleph is 121. Oh, have it? Great.
Kuf
Chaf Aleph, 121.
Getting there.
You're getting there.
Yeah, I don't know if this is. Yeah, Kuf Chaf Aleph.
Hoi. Shekoyach Adank. Always great that Brother Shai has with him is a Hakat Gemara, the fourth Chavik of the Bava Basra. Exactly. Anyway, getting through the Kaddish, thank you very much, Brother Shai. Now we have to find it. Okay, it's Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Zogt Rashi. I said Rashi, I meant Rishbam, thank you. So Rishbam says, Birchas HaToyva Meitiv, says Rishbam, Va'oisei Yoyim Sheposku, Hoyu Smechim, you know why they were happy? The fish Va'oisei Yoyim, Hoyu Mashlimin, Mitzvah Gedoyla Kazois. Oh, they were making a Siyum. For the last few months, all the woodchoppers were chopping and chopping. It's a big mitzvah, it's for the Marocha. They stopped that day. They made like a farewell banquet, a big mitzvah. Oh, they were mashlim azah grace a mitzvah, and that's the reason why it's a yomtiv, because they completed a big mitzvah. Just like everybody gets together in Yankee Stadium or wherever they get together for the grace simcha of the Siyum Hashas. Every year they had a tremendous Siyum that they finished off this cutting of the trees, Mashlim Mitzvah Gedolah Kazois, becomes like a national holiday for Klal Yisrael.
Well, we also would chop every day a piece of daf of Gemara.
Very good, beautiful. Hopefully we're not chopping it, but we're going through it in a nice, beautiful way. Yes, Shkoyach. The Rabbeinu Gershom, however, says a little bit differently. So to Rabbeinu Gershom, what's the reason? Oh. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, Lefi Sho'o, Shohayu Asukim Lichroitz Atzei HaMarocha, during that period of time that they were busy cutting the Atzei HaMarocha, Hoyu Mispatlin B'talmud Torah. During those hours of the day that they were chopping the wood, obviously they couldn't learn at the same time. Avol Oisi Yoim Poskul on Chamishus above, they stopped. Vasu Yontif, why? Shemikan Ve'eilech Hoyu Oiskim B'Torah. The yontif was not that they completed the mitzvah of cutting down the trees, but rather the yontif was that from now on we can continue going back to the Koisli Besmedish, into the yeshivas, the Bati Midrashim, into the Koilim, we could sit down and continue learning. So you have two diverse opinions what the yontif was. Was it the completion of this mitzvah gedolah, or was the opportunity to go and learn full time once again, undisturbed by even the great mitzvah of producing wood for purpose in the Marocha, nevertheless appeals by comparison to the opportunity to go and learn, and that was the great Yontif. Moreover, what we see from this Rabbeinu Gershom is, even though, how many people were oisik in cutting the wood for the Marocha? How many? 50 people? 100 people? 500 people? I mean, not everybody in Klal Yisrael went to their forest and started chopping down wood. There was a group of people. Nevertheless, even though it was only a small, relatively small segment of Klal Yisrael, this became a national holiday. Baruch Hashem, these 150 people can all rejoin the rest of us in learning. Ah, what a yontif. So you see how they were machshiv, the inyan of learning Torah, which of course is very appropriate for us, because we are machshiv learning of Torah. The first thing we do right after davening in the morning is we go and sit down and learn. We don't rush to our offices. We don't rush to go and send out emails and make phone calls. First thing is, that shows the chashivas of Torah, which I'm sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv up in Shemayim. So we've now completed all these six reasons. It's fascinating. There is a Marikoyen. Marikoyen is Rabbi Tzal HaKoyen Mivilna. He was a dayan in Vilna, and he was considered to be a tremendous Eloi, a tremendous Goyin. So much so that he already became a Chosin when he was only 11 or 12 years old, before he became Bar Mitzvah. He didn't get married before Bar Mitzvah. He wouldn't be able to make a Kinyan. However, he already became a Chosin because he was so sought after. Everybody knew he was an Eloi Otzum. So he already became a Chosin in when he was still a Bucher, a Yingala, before he became Bar Mitzvah. That's the
Marikoyen.
It's the Marikoyen you have in the back of the Gemara's. His real name was Rabbi Tzal HaKoyen Mivilna. If you look in the Gemara's, you find usually the two Perushim together, the Marikoyen and the Cheshik Shloima, because Cheshik Shloima was his brother. They were both Dayanim. Rabbi Tzal HaKoyen and Shloima HaKoyen Mivilna were brothers.
When did he live?
I assume roughly in the latter half of the 1800s.
And did he write a biography?
Yes.
On his brother, yes. Cheshik Shloima.
Okay, I mean, Hashem, give him a chance. Okay. Anyway, so what does the Marikoyen say? The Marikoyen in the back says a beautiful mnemonic to remember all of these six. And he shows it's fascinating how he picked up on this. If you go back to the six reasons that we gave, the first one is Amr Yudam Shmuel, Yem Shehutu Shvatim. Shmuel starts with a shin, Shvatim starts with a shin. Shmuel said the reason is because of the Shvatim. The second reason is given by Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman ends with a Mem Nun. The Shevet Bin Yamin ends with a Mem Nun. Then you get to Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Bar Bar, Yem Shekolu Meisei Midbar. Bar Rabba Bar Bar Chana and Midbar. Then you get to Omer Ula Omer. Yem Shebitl Hoshea Ben Eila Prusiois. Shelo Yalu. Yalu is from the word Oila. So he says Ula and Oila go together. Next one is Rav Masna. Rav Masna is a Lashon Matana Nesina. Yoim Shenitnu, a Lashon Matana Nesina, just like Rav Masna. And finally, Rav Yosef. Yosef, he says, ends off with Samach Fei, and then he starts off Yoim Sheposku, which begins with a Pei Samach. The Choyer, you don't even need to come on to that, because we have a few lines later where it says called Moisef Yosef and Omar Rav Yosef Tikvara Ime. So even the Rav Yosef is involved in that aspect too, not only the Yom Shepaskel, but also this is the day that they stopped cutting and they started learning and being Moisef. So again, you have Yosef and Yosef go together. So that's what the Marikoyin says. So anybody who tests you and asks you, remind me of all the six reasons. Oh, Shmuel, that's because of Shvatim. And Binyamin, that's because of Nachman, is because of Binyamin. Rabbi Bachama is because of the Midbar, and Ula, and Eila, and Matana, Maramasna, and Nitnu, and Rabbi Yosef, and Pascha. So it's easy to remember, right? Daniel, you remember all
very
that?
Easy.
Very easy. And we continue on. Zokti Mar Vaita. We said in the Mishnah that what did they do on these days? Shepem Benois Yishalayim, they would be Choylois Bakramim. They would go and dance, and they would call the Bachram to go and find Shidduch and find a wife. Tanya Rabban, Zokta Breis, Bas Melech She Elis Ots. And the Mishnah said, so that Kadesh Loi Lavayish, Misha Ein Loi, there was an exchange of Begodim, that all the women, all the girls, would not wear their own Begodim, because some of them never were from poor homes. So they would go and borrow clothing from others, so nobody would be able to say, oh, I'm going to go marry this one because she's more wealthy, less wealthy. What was the lashon of the Mishnah? Mishnah is on Chof Vov Amid Beis. Shebehen Benois Yerushalayim Yoytzis Bekli Lovan. Now it's the first wide line. Sheulam Shalei Lavayis and Mishain Loi. Not to go and embarrass anyone. So they were Kli Lovan Sheulam. Sheulam means that they were borrowed. So who did they borrow from? It says the Gemara. Tana Rabban Bas Melech Sheelus from Bas Koyin Godel. Bas Melech was presumably friendly with the Bas Koyin Godel, so she borrowed from her. The Bas Koyin Godel, in turn, borrowed from the Bas Segan, or Bas Segan. Skan was the Skan Koyin Godel, and Rashi says over here that that is the same as the one that we have at the very beginning of Masechtas Yuma. He was the back-up Koyin Godel, just in case the Koyin Godel Ye'ora Boy Psul, if he comes a Balkari or whatever, so then he was the back-up, and he was called the Skan. It's kind of like the assistant.
Kanina,
it's kind of like
he gave us such a good time in Yuma there.
And not just Yuma, Sachem, the first part of Sachem.
Yeah. That's what he think referred to. But you're 100% right.
You can be sorry if the Tuma, that was the Truma, which was Tame Ayadei.
With the Chomets.
Beautiful.
I don't remember exactly.
We'll get back to Mitzvah shortly. Anyway, so the Gemara says Nachamul that the Bas Melech borrowed from the Bas Koyin Godel, the Bas Koyin Godel from the Bas Kan, the Bas Kan the Bas Koyin Meshuach, Meshuach Mochama. The Meshuach Mochama, as you know, is the Koyin that would go and make the announcement at the beginning of a battle. Miu Ish Hayori Varach Levov. Then Yelech VeYoshu LeVeisoi. He should go home. So he was made one of the. He was the crier of these statements that we have in the Chumash. So that was the Meshuach Mochama. Bas Meshuach Mochama. Bas
Gavini.
In a sense, Gavini Krov had a daily job. He had to go and wake up everybody to come to the Avoid in the Bismigdish. This Koyin only had a job once in a while whenever there was a battle. Hopefully, most of the time there was Shalom, and he was able to go and sit in Bismedish together with all the Korsi Eitzim and be able to learn. He didn't have to get involved in military matters. Anyway, the Bas Koyin Meshuach Mochama would borrow me Bas Koyin Hedjit, V'chol Yisro She'am V'zeh B'zeh, and the rest of Klai Yisro would borrow from one another. Kadesh V'yispa'i Esh Misha'en Loi. It's interesting, Yerushalmi says that we said the Bas Melech She'elis Bas Koyin Godel, and the Bas Koyin Godel, the Bas Skan. Yerushalmi makes it easier. He says the Bas Melech borrowed from the Bas Koyin Godel, and the Bas Koyin Godel borrowed from the Bas Melech. And the Bas Koyin Godel and the Bas Skan borrowed from the Bas Meshuach Mochama, and the Bas Meshuach Mochama borrowed from the Bas Skan. In other words, instead of keep on going down Madrega, 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 each one of them did a nice exchange. The Bas Melech with the Bas Koyin Godel, Bas Koyin Godel with the Bas Melech, Bas Kan with the Koyin Meshuach, Meshuach Mochama, Meshuach Mochama with the Bas Kan. Right, Kol HaKelim Tu'un and Tvila. All of the Begodim that were worn had to be toiveled. The reason is because we were concerned that the young lady that owns these Begodim may have been a Nida. And because she was a Nida, and since these are all unmarried ladies, and none of them went to the mikveh, and there was no need for them, presumably, to go and toivel their Begodim, and therefore...
If they were, especially the Kohanim, at Bas Kohanim, they were toiled by Taharis.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be worried about Tumah V'Tahara.
They were definitely Gemara, and that's the reason why they're talking about
it. In Truma.
Exactly right, and that's why the Gemara says that all of those begotten, since we didn't want to ask any of the young ladies, by the way, were you, are you, and neither was he wearing these garments.
A general requirement.
Exactly. Had all of the begotten, everybody lined up, they were online, not the computer online, but literally online, and they all toiveled their begotten in the mikveh. Even if you could tell that these had not been worn for a while, they had been nicely folded in the drawer or in a box somewhere with a nice ribbon around it. Nevertheless, loy plug, all of the gondom had to be titled.
But it's the opposite of when you went to regal, where everybody had the cheskas tara. Here, everything is where has a cheskas safek tuma.
Yes and no. The reason why during regal everybody has a cheskas tara because it's a mitzvah to go and toivel erev regal. So therefore, since it's a mitzvah,
it's the same thing.
Yes, and after everybody toivel, then they all have a chazaka, and then they toivel, and they remain tohar.
I see. It's the same. It's not a contrast. It's the same mechanism.
Yeah. But only Yisrael yoytz the choydus v'kram. Tana mishen leishin. If you didn't have a wife, you went there to go and get a wife. And now the Gemara expands a little bit upon what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Yichasa shebehenu yoimra yisbacher. Don't look at noi, but look at mishbacha." So Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Brayta, "Yefeifia shebehenu." The attractive young ladies, gesundheit, maho yoimrit, what would they say? Tunaynechem liyoifi, go and look for beauty. Shena isha liyoifi, and therefore, I'm yefeifia. Miyuchas shebehen, those that were not so pretty, but they were miyuchas, maho yoimrit, tunaynechem lemishpacha, visheeno isha lebanon, the reason why you're getting married is because you want to have children. And says Rashi, it shows you that shiduchim is on everybody's mind throughout the generations. It's not just today that they talk about the shidduch crisis. Rashi says, "Shein isha el lebanim, and banecha yil miuchus miuchasim hakol koyf tzimaleim bein zecharim bein akevos." All you have to do is have a one line resume. On the resume, it says, "We have the beinuklich of the Baal Shem." No problem, you'll get a shidduch immediately. You'll have 1,000 suitors who will be interested. So therefore the miyuchas has said, "Tenu einechem lishpach." Okay, for those of you that don't follow the Baal Shem, it says, "An einikel of the building going." Yeah. I once had a masa like that in Yerushalayim. A yid approached me, not in Besmedesh, middle of the street, a friend of the yid comes to me. I said, "Why are you collecting money?" I said, "If I get you a job, will you take the job? Will you continue?" "And if you get a job for me, 1,000%, he'll take it immediately because he's desperate and needs a job." I said, "No problem." I said, "I'm staying at the Malone Americas. Today that's called the Prima Palace. In the Malone Americas, there are a bunch of Meltzar positions which are available. Waiter positions, they pay nicely, you can get tips. Are you in?" "Ich Sultana Meltzar. Ich bin ein Einikel von Einseit von der Baal Shem und von der Zweite Seite von Vilna Guin." He was an Einikel on both sides.
A mixed marriage.
From a few generations ago, presumably. From both. Ich begann im Erzah. I said, "You're 100% right." I gave him whatever shekel, whatever it was, and sent him on his way. How could he be a Meltzach? My Baal Shem is an Einikel. Anyway, it's Miuchas Shebehen, my Oimrois, Bochas on the Nech. Zog, the Gemara, Tanra, Bani, Feifish, Beno, Yim Oimrois, Tina Nech, the Yoifish, and Yisha, the Yoifim, Miuchas Shebehen, my Oimrois, Tuna, Nechom, the Shwachal, Fish, and Yisha, El, the Bonim, to be able to make shiduchim, says Rashi. Mukhor Shebehem, and those that unfortunately were ugly, and were not particularly miyuchas, what would they say? Mayu Imrais, Khu Mekchem Lishum Shemayim, go marry Lishum Shemayim. There's a mitzvah piri verivya. Okay, I'm not pretty, and I'm not a miyuchas, miyuchases, but nevertheless, marry Lishum Shemayim. But after we get married, I'd like you to go and buy me some jewelry. Why? Because since unfortunately I'm ugly, so this will enhance my appearance. People will not look so much at my face. They will be impressed with the glowing of the jewelry. We said this already before. The time will come, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a mochel litzadikim. A mochel means a circle, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyach is going to sit in the middle, being on Eden. All the tzadikim are going to be marav. They're all going to go point with their fingers, and they're going to go and say shenemar v'omr b'yoyimahu on that day. They're going to say hinel kenu zeh. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Shechina. Zeh, they're pointing with her finger. Kivinu levi yoshienu. That's the one that we had all of our tikva, all of our hofanum, our hopes, our aspirations. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and he's going to save us. Zeh Hashem, this is Hashem. Kivinu levi, that all these years we were hoping. Baruch Hashem, finally. Nagil min Yisrochal, bishu asoi. Hanvach shleshev rakas, likla mesachtes, tanis.
What's the connection of the last tikva with the...
Very good question. So we just had now, Barry asks, what's the connection between this last piece and the previous piece? On the simple level, the reason is because in the previous piece, we're talking about the young Benois Yisrael, who were yoytzeis v'choyleis bakronim, that they were dancing. Here too we say, not only did this happen b'yom mehei, but shortly b'zman hazeh, Mashiach is going to come. We're going to be in Gan Eden. We'll be able to also have a mochoil, just like the mochoilas that they had at that time. Now, would you prefer that we say some divrei Torah now, or that we say it afterwards
whatever,
in the middle?
Whatever you wish.
I think we should wash first.
Okay, fine.
I was sort of being avoid from my architecture.
Yes,
Shabbos. Ich will nicht suchen Torah, bis zum Schulden der Boy.
Ah, okay.
So I don't want to say Torah with children
until the children is in the stomach. Okay, everybody, so we're going to take a break. We're going to go. Whoever's on the phone can stay on the phone, or you can come in another 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
What's the next?
Next, Pesach of Megillah.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Last tomorrow.